Well, they do form part of ISIS's ability to generate funds. They're an extremely important part of ISIS doing business with other local warlords, even with the Assad regime, and also with Turkey. So they provide a stable source of income. They're quite difficult to maintain and upkeep, these oil wells. But what we saw in 2013 was a concerted effort by Jabhat al-Nusra and ISIS to gain control of the wells. So they're very important strategically if you want to hold on to that area in eastern Syria.
And from what you're saying, they have a number of customers for the oil from these wells and refineries.
They certainly do, and they're making use of those customers, and they're making a lot of money from it. So it's been, at the moment, quite a significant money-gathering operation for them, and they've expended a lot of energy and resources trying to maintain these wells, both security-wise and in trying to find engineers to maintain the wells. So quite a busy operation.
Yeah, well, when you say a significant amount of money, as much as the US government says, $2 million a day is their assessment.
Well, if you combine ISIS's oil producing capabilities across Iraq and Syria, they're certainly able to generate more than $1.5 million a day. But $2 million a day may be on a good day when they're able to get the tankers across to their border points and to the checkpoints. Sometimes those roads are blocked off and it's more difficult to export that amount of oil. But no, absolutely, they can generate millions of dollars a day, and they've done it quite repeatedly over the last 2-3 months.
And given that, the targeting of them is a sensible part of a strategy to defeat them.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, if you want to degrade, which is the word of the year at the moment, if you want to degrade ISIS, you've got to cut them off financially as well as militarily, and cut their sources of funding. Once you can do that, they can't pay their fighters regularly, they can't pay their civil servants regularly, and then as a result, the organization will start to struggle.
How many more of these refineries or oil wells do you think there are under IS control in Iraq and Syria?
Well, there's quite a cluster of wells in Iraq which won't be targeted, partly because the Iraqi government has said that they should not target those wells. There are other
so
wells
that
in
leaves
Syria.
That source of revenue open then?
Absolutely, but it's up to the Iraqi army to take those wells back. At the moment, Iraqi security forces have control of the Beji oil refinery. Until such time as they don't, I think that will be something that needs to be discussed further down the line. But what has been clear is that the Iraqis in particular understand how critical oil is to their economy. So you can't just destroy those facilities, because you then prevent Iraq from getting back on its feet if you're able to destroy ISIS.
Michael Stevens, thank you very much. In a few minutes' time, we'll be